You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
Palo Alto Networks has the broadest, most comprehensive cybersecurity for private cloud, public cloud, and SaaS environments because secure clouds are happy clouds. Protect yours today at go.paloaltonetworks.com/secureclouds.
Review Earin M1 Wireless Earbuds by Christopher Null. Apple's AirPods aren't the only wireless earbud game in town. If the idea of earplugs as audio gear entices you, another option on the market arrives from Swedish startup Earin and its M1 earbuds. As with any wireless earbud, these are fully detached miniature Bluetooth speakers that you wedge into each ear. The Earin design is probably the most utilitarian on the market today, as the little black cylinders jut visibly out of your ear like some kind of postmodern tribal jewelry. They aren't exactly unobtrusive or attractive, but if the industrial Frankenstein look is in your wheelhouse, you'll find them stylish. As audio quality goes, I was reasonably impressed with the earbuds, which offer both crystal clear bass and clearer highs than I expected, with only a few issues of hiss and problems with balance, though these problems seem to be specific to certain audio tracks. Wedging the foam tips into your ear canal can take a few tries, but once you have a good seal, they create a reasonably immersive listening experience that does a great job at blocking out the teeming masses. And they didn't fall out once in my testing. On the whole, everything sounds pretty good until suddenly it doesn't sound like anything at all. Connection problems were ubiquitous in my testing. Either one earbud wouldn't get sound or neither would. Dropouts and hiccups were common, even with my phone only 2 or 3 feet away. Then there's the battery life. Like most wireless buds on the market, a charging case, which is itself battery-powered and rechargeable, is used for both storage and recharging the earbuds. Earin says the earbuds should run for 3 hours per charge, and you can recharge them 3 times inside a fully charged case for a total of 12 hours before you have to find a USB connection. None of that really panned out in my testing. Sometimes I'd get a full 3 hours on a charge, sometimes I'd get 1. Never did I experience 12 hours of airtime after charging the case. My best mark was 7 hours, again, much of that marred by Bluetooth connectivity problems. The Earin earbuds also come with an iOS Android app, which is almost completely useless, good only for adjusting left-right balance and, honest to God, turning on bass boost. It allegedly lets you check your battery level too, but I never once got the app to work either. The good news is you don't need the app at all to use the earbuds. Just pair them via Bluetooth like any other speaker and you're on your way. I mean, until you're not.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.